What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and I Podcast.
Oh, yes, it is time
once again for you to get them headphones in and whip them Peter's ass. Because it is the Peter and I Podcast with your host, Spistle Pete Jr., Chubb Didge, and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, a.k.a. Rusty Claymore Sticks.
Stick.
We actually thought of an AKA beforehand and remembered it.
AKA Dust, or is it Gust Bulger or something?
What was it? Yeah, the Gust.
It's called Gust Bulger.
Gust Board, I thought.
Guster Board or something?
Oh, yeah, Guster Board. That's what it was. Guster Board. We were just watching some Legend of Zelda. Tears of the Kingdom, right?
Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah. What'd you say, about an hour in?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's not enough to.
Yeah, that's not enough to say. But you know, like the start of a Zelda, that this kind of Zelda game is like, just because of that stamina wheel, it gets kind of tedious.
Yeah.
I can only sprint for like 4 seconds at a time.
He's been sleeping for years.
Yeah.
So he's got to get his stamina back.
What happened to the Master Sword now?
He already had it. It was just broken.
Oh, shit. So you gotta get it fixed?
Somehow.
Just weld it to a rock.
Or, right. Yeah, it'll be good. It's the Master Boulder now.
Exactly. Master Sword Thick Stick.
The Master Thick Stick.
Oh, shit. That's the name of the episode already. Master Thick Stick. Oh, shit. I don't know, so where do you guys want? Do you want to start with the machine, or do you guys want to start with the PlayStation
La
Showcase?
La Machina. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, do the machine.
The machine, yeah, because that's more fresh in our minds right now. So you saw it yesterday.
Yeah.
Me and Michael just got out of seeing it. It was pretty goddamn hilarious.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah,
it was
a solid movie.
Solid comedy movie.
Legendary, too, because Legendary usually sucks.
Legendary
Studios, they always make bad horror movies.
Yeah.
Did they make the Kane movie?
I think they did. They make a lot of the WWE movies.
Yeah, they're always bad, but like.
No, this was, I mean, it was,
I
mean.
I like how, yeah, I think they kept Bert's, like, character pretty much how he is in real life.
Yeah.
So, it was, the acting, like, the fact that it was his first movie, it didn't.
He was just being him because the
lines that they use is like something he would say. Like he would actually say that, and then those exact words, Mark Hamill was pretty good. He sounded like the Joker in it.
Yeah, he did the whole time.
Well, I think because he's getting older.
Yeah, so he just
and
sounds
then
like
he
the
was
Joker
very like
now.
High, kind of high pitched. Yeah,
just naturally the Joker.
He kind of sounded like George Carlin and the Joker.
Yeah, I can see that. But yeah, I was thinking the same thing watching it. And I was like, it just sounds like the Joker. I'm just.
And then that Russian girl was good.
Oh yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah. At first, you're like. Eh.
Yeah, like,
but then like once you see her do the action scene.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And she starts like opening up more. You're like, oh, yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
The action scenes were really. I was really impressed with the action scenes.
The one thing it was that caught me was so that first scene in the hotel when her brother shows up. Uh-huh. And it's like he shows up and he's got that B tattooed on his forehead and she's got the one on the neck. I'm like, okay, obviously there's something going on here.
There's like a nation. Yeah, the DJ.
I thought they were just in the same gang or something.
Oh yeah, the DJ with the fucking
Oh yeah, you immediately know this guy's a Russian gangster.
as soon as he shows up, he's like, yep, that's something.
Yeah. He was funny though. He looked funny.
Yeah.
When he was like,
when he's looking through the window.
And he's all showing him the gun and shit. That should look funny. But the kidnapping scene was a little sloppy when they kidnap him. You know, like it could have been better done.
Yeah.
Like, more cleverly done.
Yeah, because I mean,
some stuff could have been more cleverly done, but
they kidnapped them from a party in front of like they were like, dozens of people. Yeah. But no, I like how Mark Hamill was just dad, put your hands down. Put his hands down. The dynamic between them two was really good too. Like, I think they had good chemistry on screen. I feel like overall, it was like you said, it's a really solid movie. It's a good comedy movie. It had some good action in it. Obviously, it's not going to win any Oscars, but it was overall like even a solid 8.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely regret seeing it.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Especially the end, that line that she had. I don't want to spoil it, but the line that she hits at the end was so funny.
There was something else. There was something that caught me. Oh, we were talking about the neck punch scene. That was...
Yeah, it was cool.
That was nuts.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Yeah. I thought
he was just going to... That guy was... I think his name's Igor in real life.
Probably.
was a UFC fighter. He used to fight back in the day when you
early UFC. He looked familiar to me.
Early UFC.
I
think they used to call him the Giant Slayer or something.
That's funny. The big dude Sponge, he was in... Oh, fuck it.
Oh, yeah, he's been in
a lot. He's been in a lot.
Isn't he the guy that gets stabbed by Brad Pitt in Troy?
I think he is, yeah, right?
I think so. I
saw him in something else because, like, usually, like, you see him without the tattoos, but I've seen him in something else with the tattoos, and he was just, like...
I think he
was just there. He's
the celebrity boxing, too. Like, I think he boxed somebody.
Okay.
Think he boxed.
I was trying to remember who Young Bert was.
Oh, he's the fucking from Simi Valley. The real.
Oh, yeah, that's where we know him from.
Zonder, dog. Zonder.
He's also in I want to say he's in 22 Jump Street, too, but...
Maybe.
He was in that one mockumentary of the guy who spray-painted the dicks all over the cars in the school.
No, I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one?
I want to say I've seen him in... I'm sure
I've
seen him in
other stuff.
He played it perfectly.
Yeah, it was a perfect casting for a Young Bert. That's how you would imagine Young
Bert. The whole... I like the fact that they actually, like, played out the whole thing.
Igor, was he in Stranger Things?
No, that wasn't that guy.
No, that wasn't him.
The pilot?
No, that wasn't him. It looks like him, but no, that wasn't him.
Yeah.
I think Fedor looked more like the guy from Stranger Things than Igor did. Oh, God, there was... But yeah, I like how they played out that, like... Because, you know, he's told the story on stage how many fucking times now, but, like, for them to actually film the whole scene, like, you know, it gives you, like, a reference of...
Yeah.
Like, what actually happened?
They made it darker.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, why would I tell that part? Yeah, why would I tell that part?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, some of the lines, like, if he was a better actor and he hit those lines, it would have been bad.
No, I mean, he still did a really good job. So if you're wondering, if you're hesitating on seeing it, I mean, even if you're not a fan, because I'm not really like I like Tom Segura. I've seen some of Bert's early stand-up. I haven't really seen any of his recent stuff.
You know? His last one's really good.
Yeah, his last one's really good.
So
his earlier stuff isn't as good, but his last one was really good.
Like, I've obviously seen the machine bit, you know.
From Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Because you listen to every Joe Rogan.
Yes, I'm a super Joe Rogan fan. But yeah, I mean, even if you're not a fan of, like...
Joe Rogan reminds me of Uncle Danny.
Why?
I know, he just did those, like...
Just like the kind of like the tangents he goes off on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, I don't know, just the air. I think they grew, like, they're like the same age, but like they're like the same age, and like they like the same shit.
Was it one of you guys that sent the AI Joe Rogan thing, or did I see that somewhere else?
I probably said something about it.
It was like an AI Joe Rogan thing. Like, I forget
what. There's a lot of them where he's doing podcasts with somebody he's never done the podcast.
Yeah, and he's just going off on a rant, and it's just what the fuck. But a lot of that stuff they could just fucking cut different rants from and just. So the other big thing that happened was the PlayStation Showcase. That, like, I lost my mind watching that. Like, mm-hmm. Not just the Metal Gear stuff. Like, the Metal Gear thing,
through the whole stuff, I felt like there was only like the three big things, right? There's, and then everything else was kind of like, meh. Like Phantom Blade, Metal Gear 3.
So the fact that they're starting with Metal Gear 3 means they're going to do all of them.
Yes. In order.
Yeah. Because if they just did the first one, you would be like, okay, they're just doing the first one.
They're just going to do them. Yeah, because, I mean, really, they could have just done that.
Yeah.
They could have just done Metal Gear Solid 1, and then, all right, cool, you guys got your remake. Like, But
do you think they do just the core games, or do you think they do every single, like, PSP game?
I think they would have to redo Peace Walker, at the very least. Because they don't have to do Acid, they don't have to do... Those are all... They're like...
You think they could include them within one of the other games?
Yeah.
You think they would include the first one within this one?
Ooh. No, because they're going to try to sell them. Remember they announced that.
They might... Would they extend the first one, though? Because the first one's...
Well, maybe they long, maybe right? they will do 1, 2, and 3 in the same thing. Because they're selling 1, 2, and 3...
That's true. Well, see, no. Trilogy, so, but if that was the case, though, because so in the time, like, chronologically, it's.
Who am I kidding? It's Konami.
They're not going to give us anything free.
Yeah.
But chronologically, it's Snake Eater, Peace Walker, 5, then the two NES games, then Metal Gear Solid.
They don't need to do 5.
Oh, okay, yeah. So they wouldn't be connected, right?
Yeah.
I don't think they got to do 5 either.
They wouldn't have to redo 5 now. Maybe they do a PS5 upgrade. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I never played Peace Walker. I don't know.
Peace Walker is good. Peace Walker is different, though.
Because I think they could just include stuff from it within another one.
They could probably add it to something
or
else.
Or they could do five a little bit within there. But
yeah. Peace Walker is a good game. Peace Walker, like, the story is pretty good.
But you do absolutely need
4.
4. Oh, you got to end it with 4.
Wait, which is the one... No.
Or okay. 2, like maybe 1 and 2 you could combine.
You could easily combine 1 and 2.
So maybe they would combine 1
because they're
2.
Short enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then 2's like Raiden.
Yeah.
There's barely any Snake in there. Yeah.
So they would give you the opportunity to play as both, like, in that one game, so you're not like. Plus the whole surprise, because that was a big thing. Like, it was kind of like with Abby and Last of Us.
Yeah.
Where it's like.
Imagine if the whole game you just played as Abby.
Yeah, like you start. Well, you start, like, it's like a 30-minute mission with Snake, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, just kidding, you're playing as Raiden. But see, that's why Kojima made Raiden such a badass in 4, because people hated playing as Raiden. Uh-huh. Like, we want to play as Snake, and then in 4 they bring Raiden back, and he's a super cyborg badass, and they're like,
he was a gay cyborg badass,
but he was still his badass. Head is
straight, okay.
Yeah, he had high heels. Like,
yeah. He still maintained the fact,
like, he's a sexy cyborg.
Raiden is gay.
not gay at all.
But you don't get to play him. You don't get to play as him at all.
Hello as fuck.
With them high heels and.
The high heels were tactical.
And ballet moves.
He used them to hold the sword.
In the most gay way.
By
going like this.
Yeah, it's like.
Flexing his chest. Yeah.
When you pulled out the claws, eating one of these. was that a Family Guy joke when they were doing the gay test? And it was like, excuse me, sir, you have something in your nails. Oh, let me see. Like, if you look at it the right, like, look at it with your palms forward, then you're not gay. But then
if you like this,
oh my god, yeah.
I could see like this is fine, but like this.
But yeah, putting your hands.
Why would you put it out? Like,
yeah, you're not putting it further away from your face.
Or like this, like what's the, how's
yeah,
that?
Like,
gay?
Yeah, like that's fine.
How's that gay?
But I think it's the whole motion of the whole.
I mean, this is an easy way to do it.
Yeah,
because your hand's naturally like this.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like anything else is a lot of more effort.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they're gonna do. I mean, it'll probably depend on how well it sells, but based on the reaction, I'm sure
it'll sell well. But like,
yeah. I wonder what style they're gonna do. Are they gonna do it like the original? Or are they gonna do it like 4?
I don't think they could do it like the original. Yeah, I think they would have to do because
like 4 and 5.
Yeah, because the original.
Are they gonna fuck it up and go their own way?
I mean, that's always a possibility. That's always a possibility.
Because it's not Kojima at all.
Yeah, because see,
I know, right?
Well, Kojima tweeted out, he was, because like I guess a lot of people are hitting him up, like, how do you feel about
it? I was curious about that. I didn't look into
it. Actually, let me see if I have it. It's like, so it's basically he's saying it's like,
sure, it's bittersweet.
It's art. It's like, I created it, but it's not mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
He's so...
It's art. It's like, you know, it's just like a movie, just like anything. He's like,
I'm sure he's glad that it's, that they're not gonna, like, it's not doing anything.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think we've all seen it coming.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So this is what he says.
Now right that here. We actually see it, like, it's like, fuck yeah.
Yeah. So he says, MGS is my creation, but it's not mine. So whatever form it takes, as long as there are fans, MGS will be created. Whether I leave the industry, leave this world, just like any other popular classics, sequel rights are essential when giving movie rights to Hollywood. So this is the right to create a sequel regardless of the original author. Mm-hmm. It's roughly translated from, because it was a Japanese tweet. Yeah. And then,
it's not even a sequel, it's a remake.
Yeah, but no, I think what he's saying about the sequel, that's why he brings up the Hollywood rights. Is, so it's
out he's saying, there. Yeah, he's saying that because they own it, they
can
do...
They can do whatever they want with it, basically.
Yeah. They own the intellectual property.
Yeah.
Fucking Solid Snake. Yeah, and the storyline that is Solid Snake.
But yeah, I mean,
Kojima has fucking... What's his name? Norm Reedus.
No, yeah, he does. And Guillermo del Toro.
Fair trade.
I would like to see them do it, all the games chronologically. I don't know if Peace Walker would really sell though, if they did it. Like they would have to, I think they would have to add it to something else, or at least like.
I think it would, right? Because Peace Walker probably isn't as well known, just because it's a
PSP.
PSP game. Yeah. And PSP was kind of a failure, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it had its popular titles, but yeah, it wasn't...
It's weird that they're going with 3, 2, because it's like Snake's introduced in Metal Gear Solid 1.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're just kind of skipping... Are they gonna, like, how are they gonna introduce
well,
him?
Well, technically, oh, so I think the reason they're doing 3 is because Snake, just... because it's Snake, it's Big Boss, it's Big Boss's origins, and so by the time you get to Snake in Metal Gear, in Metal Gear Solid, like now you already know the backstory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it seems more like they're just going after the fans, or it's more catering to the fans.
Yeah, but see that's the thing though, it's because the timeline, like if you don't know the timeline and you try to explain it to somebody, it's like. You start off in Metal Gear 4 or Metal Gear, and then you fight Big Boss, and then it turns out that you know he didn't die. You find your brother, and you guys are clones of this guy, and then like he actually started in World War 1 or World War 2, or you know, or during the Cold War. You know, it's very convoluted. It's jumping back and forth, and so like I feel like if Kojima went back in time and did it, he would have done 3 first as well.
Yeah, maybe I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's gotta be it's gotta be modified a little bit.
It has to be. The gameplay is gonna have to be modified.
Like the storyline a little bit too. At least the intros.
Yeah, because you don't want to give away any spoilers for the later games, but you also don't want to, like, cut the story.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird, huh?
Yeah. So I mean, I'm curious. I doubt they'll change the story.
I could see them doing making sense doing 1, 3.
Well, chronologically, 1 and 2 do actually take place after each other.
Yeah, I know, but like, I could see them doing 1 and then going back to 2.
Yeah, that's true too. I could see that too.
But still, it doesn't make it still. It'll still.
Well, they're already doing 3 now, right?
Yeah.
Snake Eater.
Snake Eater. Yeah. But Snake Eater was also, I mean, other than 4 and 5, whether it's like the most like gameplay wise, it was the most like where you had to do. Like you have to eat, you have to do your camouflage. You have to like it's not just like.
I don't remember having to eat.
Yeah, that's why you have to like you try you can either kill the animals and keep the meat, or you can trap them so they don't rot. Because remember the food would rot.
Oh, but was that just health?
That was your stamina.
Oh.
So like if your stamina got too low, then your health would eventually start to drop because you're not eating. But like if your stamina was low, like you're trying to aim and like you'd be all wobbly.
Oh wow.
And that's the game where they introduced the stamina in 2, but they didn't really use it. They used it for when you were hanging, remember?
The bad guys in that are kind of like, you know, like the ninjas in fucking Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, just generic ass.
But they're like soldiers. like soldiers with bee powers, soldiers with smoke powers.
Oh, yeah.
But it was still dope.
Yeah, it was still cool.
Because they have a backstory. That's what's.
Yeah.
It was kind of. It was like the first one where they had the back. Or like first.
Well, no, because I mean, Vulcan Raven. Well, even
all of them have the backstory. Where, yeah. the bad guy you're fighting just has this crazy backstory.
Yeah.
And it's part of the storyline. But I don't know. Yeah.
But yeah, the pain unit.
Yeah, like, how are they going to do that? How are they going to adapt that to a show?
That's the thing. Like, to do that in a movie would be...
Oh, they're going to actually do a movie?
Yeah, well, they've been talking about it. Oscar Isaac's still slated to play Solid Snake.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Totally lost hope in Oscar Isaac.
Yeah.
Well, what was he even good in before?
I don't know what he was in before. Like, he was in, like, romantic comedy, right? Before that.
Star Wars isn't even good.
Star Wars, yeah, and he was in a...
He was
Apocalypse in X-Men.
Oh, he was, yeah. I forgot about that, too. Shit. I mean, he was okay as fucking...
He's in the worst Star Wars movies.
Moon Knight, but...
Moon Knight is terrible.
Yeah, and he's in... Yeah, he was in Moon Knight, yeah.
Yeah.
Moon Knight was god-awful.
Yeah, he doesn't have the best track record.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
So unless they make Metal Gear Solid a romantic comedy, he's not doing well.
Yeah, I don't know how he is with serious stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, because that's the thing. It's like, I
this thing's pretty straight edge, right?
Metal Gear should be the first movie made with AI.
There you go.
Like straight AI.
All straight AI.
Yeah.
You know what? That would fit those the concept AI things of the, look of real, the game, though, too.
When they do the Harry Potter one, where it's like Harry Potter as Gucci or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, they look real, like real people.
They do. Yeah. They look. The only thing is, like, anytime there's any like lettering in the background or anything like that, it's like fucks it all up.
I'm sure they could touch it up.
Yeah, I'm sure. But all that AI stuff, it's like a weird, like, cause, you know, you can't read in your dreams, and it's like you're in a dream.
Read in your dreams.
You can't.
Well, I can read in my dreams.
Oh, you can?
I'm special.
You're special.
I mean, there's a lot of things. Well, how do you know you can't read in your dreams?
You can't. It's been like, I guess they've done studies.
Yeah, how do you know?
They've done studies on it.
Who wants to read in their dreams? Who dreams?
What do you mean? They've done sleep studies and stuff like that, where it's like...
What, do they hold a book over your face while you're asleep?
I forget.
But
I forget
how do they know you're dreaming about text in your text?
I don't remember how it was like studied, but
I can see there's no reason to read in your dream because you're like telepathic with everything in your dream.
Yeah.
So like, there's.
But like, you can't. Like, I forget.
You already know the deal. Like, you start a dream midway and you already know what's going on.
Yeah. You're
like, this guy's after me. You know. Or something. Yeah. You know. You already know the backstory. There's like a whole backstory. Like, even to like, you know, when you were born, sometimes, like, there's a whole backstory.
Right.
And you just started
you,
from...
Yeah, you just filled the blank. You're like, all right, I gotta get away from this guy.
Watch. Let me see. I pull this up.
Who fucking ran this study? Fauci? No, I'm just kidding.
Bruce Wayne.
Freaking Fauci.
No, it's funny, because the reason I know about it, I remember, like, I didn't look it up in the moment, obviously. But like years later, I saw the episode again. It's an episode of Batman, the animated series, where I forget the villain that he's going after now. But he's hypnotized and he's fighting all these villains, and he can't, like, he's losing. He can't escape. He keeps losing all these fights. Then he realizes that he's stuck in a dream, and then so they go back. So he's able to escape the dream, and he takes out the villain. And he's like, "How did you get out?" He's like, "Once I realized I couldn't read, I realized I was in a dream." Because all the text was like it was like that AI, which you see in AI, where it's all like jumbled. Like, it looks like letters, but it's not something that your mind recognizes as letters.
That's funny.
And then I remember seeing that episode again. Oh, me and Jonathan were watching the animated series, and I was like, wait a minute. And so I went and looked it up, and it's like, it's something to do with the way your brain interacts, like your left brain. Like, you read with your left brain, and you dream with your right brain, and because they don't interact while you're dreaming, you can't make out.
They don't know anything about your brain to begin with. And you're telling me that I can't read in my dream.
You can't.
They barely know anything about the brain.
Simple fact.
Can't read. Alright, so Metal Gear, I mean, I'm hyped for it.
Where wings take dreams.
I'm hyped for it. I want to see where they take it.
fuck Oscar Isaac.
No, I'm talking about the game. Not the
I know, but also fuck Oscar Isaac. Yeah, Oscar. Stay away from that. Stay away from my snake.
Exactly.
Not my snake.
Not my snake. Not my snake.
Yeah.
That's the episode. Oscar Isaac, stay away from my snake. The name of the segment is going to be hashtag Namas next.
They should just get like a Japanese guy to play him.
But see, that's the thing. His snake's not supposed to be Japanese.
But so what? He's not supposed to be whatever the fuck Oscar Isaac is either. Israeli or whatever the fuck he is.
No, I think he's Hispanic.
He's not Hispanic.
Yeah.
Well, fuck that guy.
Yeah, his name's like...
Okay, well, either way, the point's the same. And
he's Japanese or white guy.
Is it Hispanic either?
His full name is Oscar Isaac Hernandez Estrada.
That's a lot of names.
That is. Let me see. Is he actually?
Yeah, be Japanese.
He must be Mexican because he's got four fucking names.
He's Guatemalan. He's from Guatemala.
Okay, well, Snake's not Guatemalan either.
That's true.
So
yeah. He's supposed to be.
Your point is invalid. But yeah, just make him a Japanese guy, because he looks Japanese. And
they should make him black.
He looks like he could be. You know, should play him the guy from Beef, the husband from Beef. Have you seen Beef?
No.
Oh, you guys haven't seen Beef? You should watch
it. Well, I've seen bits and pieces because my mom watched it.
The husband, the fucking dumb husband.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, it should just be a Japanese guy.
What do you think?
A white, or like the one from Bullet Train.
Which one?
You just get Keanu on the motherfucker.
All right, there you go. But see, he's too old.
Yeah, Keanu's old.
He would have been perfect for it.
But
he would look young if he still had, if he had the beard and they put a bandana on him. He'd look young.
What about the guy from Bullet Train, Kick-Ass? What's his name?
Brad Pitt?
No.
I'm kidding. Yeah, that Japanese guy that's in.
No, the white guy.
He's also fucking, Oh, God.
He's also Quicksilver.
Yeah, Quicksilver. I can't remember his name right now.
From Bullet Train?
Yeah.
Yeah, the other dude's
Ryan Reynolds
playing a dude pretending to be another dude.
The other dude, other than Brad Pitt, who, how does he die?
He's the English guy.
Yeah.
Nah, he's too English.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
I think he's American.
Yeah, he's American. Normally. That dude.
Yeah, he's better than Oscar Isaac.
No, he is English.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Yeah, it's still better than Oscar Isaac. Let me go back to this really quick. So what'd you think of the trailer? Like the actual,
I first looked like he didn't move whatsoever. It was like, here's the model of...
Yeah, it was just
the 3D model of Snake.
It wasn't even him. It was just the fucking cutout of him in the water.
It was the decoy.
Yeah.
Watching the trailer, I was like, oh, this looks awesome. What is it?
Yeah, because it's ants.
Oh, I knew what it was before.
It was like super ASMR,
I thought it was going to be like the ant crawling on his back and he's camouflaged.
I didn't know what it was at first.
And then I thought at some point that, like, whatever, like, it was going to lead to that and be camouflaged somewhere. Yeah.
That would have been cool. That would have been a lot cooler.
I was like, oh, he's that log.
after the snake and the fucking gator fight.
It should have had that ant. Instead of that ant crawling through his butt cracks.
Yeah.
And then it zooms out.
They did do that, right? With like a snake?
I think they did. On number four,
right?
I think so, yeah.
I think on number four that happens. Because he's got that octopus.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because he's flat on the ground.
Yeah.
And then like the snake crawls over him. And then he just like...
I'm pretty sure it goes slithers between his butt cheeks.
I think it does. I'm pretty... yeah.
Because that's such a thing.
That game was so focused on his ass.
Well, he had a great ass in that game.
He did. For his age. Especially for his age.
I remember it goes back to one of our laws of heroes. Need a great ass.
Need a great ass. Yep.
Gotta have a great ass.
But yeah, to me, it was like, okay, it's like they're showing all this shit in the jungle. And I was like... Like, I thought it was like...
That snake looked way big to me. I was like...
Yeah, it looked massive.
But then I was like, okay, maybe the gator's not as big as...
Yeah.
It was like an anaconda.
I was really zoomed in, I think.
So when it
But got, I was like, anacondas don't bite like that. They're constrictors.
Exactly.
Well, this one does.
So when I saw the snake...
I think it was just like really zoomed in that the snake looked huge.
Yeah. when I saw this, no, but especially because it looked so big, that's what I thought. Was like maybe like, not obviously not Anaconda the game. They're gonna like, just a random J Lo movie. Just, oh, let's make a game about this fucking
Anacondas.
Was that J Lo?
Yeah, J Lo. Nice cube. Yep. And Angelina Jolie's dead.
Oh yeah, he was in that too. I forgot about that.
Real quick. Beast Wars looks fucking god awful.
Oh my god, yes.
Which was Beast Wars again?
That's a new Transformers movie coming out.
Oh yeah, it looks terrible.
There was that trailer when we were watching the movie.
Beast Wars.
All those movies look pretty bad. Stray looked good.
Yeah, Stray's the one.
But I wouldn't go to theater to see it.
Yeah.
I'll wait for it to come out and then I'll watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
But because they played all those movies look bad.
Yeah.
But then like the AMC's, are you excited about these movies? Like,
yeah,
no, not whatsoever.
Dude, club. Like, nah, I'm
terrible. Is that what you guys have coming out? Fucking Beast Wars and what else was there? It was a comedy.
Insidious Red Door.
Oh yeah, that looked bad.
I've never really been a fan of those movies. I don't know. Maybe I gotta watch them again. But
yeah. The theme is just fucking playing the tiptoe through the tulips fucking music while showing creepy shit and people get creeped out.
People get creeped out. Yeah.
Scary.
See, but so this trailer, I was like,
I think those are those other Legendary Films stuff. Not probably not Strays.
I think Insidious is.
And not Beast Wars.
Not Beast Wars.
I think Insidious is.
But
then there was like a comedy with somebody that looked terrible. Oh, with Jennifer Lawrence.
I
don't know. It looked bad, but also at the same time,
I
was like,
it wasn't. I mean, she's a good actress.
Yeah, but you know what?
Like the people in there are good actors. Yeah. But it looked kind of bad.
The reason
it was funny when she got punched in the neck.
that actually had me dying.
But like, other than that, I'm like this, like I you know how this ends.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah, they don't bang. They
don't bang.
They're gonna fall in
love.
Yeah.
Like, but you're just a kid and this and that. Call me in a couple years, and then she walks off into the sunset. That's how that movie is.
Yeah.
But no, the only you know, because it had its funny moments in the trailer, and it made me think of those like old school '90s like teen comedies. I was like, I'm not gonna go see it in the theater.
No, yeah, exactly.
But
you know, wait for it on this.
I'll give that one a shot. What was it called?
I don't even know.
Jennifer Lawrence fucks his kid.
What's it? Matthew Broderick was in it, huh?
Yeah.
He's
the dad.
I was like,
whatever.
Holy shit, yeah.
Broderick, take a little break.
That part in the trailer, really quick, was just the part that she goes, so you want me to date your son? Or do you want me to date your son?
Yeah.
She's like, I want you to date him so hard.
Yeah. No, he just goes, yes.
Oh, yeah. Date him hard. But he says, like, doesn't he say, like, date him
he's
hard?
He's like, date him, yeah, and then he's like, yeah, date him. And date him hard.
Date him hard, yeah.
He's like, date him all the way or something. Like all right, I'll take a little breaky poo.
Take a quick break. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com, REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And we're back.
He's no fucking Shia LaBeouf, I'll tell you that.
Right? Seriously.
Yeah, that Beast Wars looks fucking terrible.
But you know what? Shia LaBeouf was Ezra Miller before Ezra Miller was Ezra Miller.
Yeah, but not as bad.
He didn't.
He wasn't a menace to society.
That's true.
He was a menace to that one girl.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I forgot about the Immortals of Avium. That game was so terrible. It looked like just a generic ad. Like, it looked like they were trying to make Final Fantasy Final Fantasy game, but it was just like
Immortals of what?
It looked like Godfall.
Yeah.
And Returnal.
Godfall.
But mostly Godfall.
Yeah.
Returnal was dope.
Yeah. It looks like Returnal just because of all the colors.
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of like reds and greens and blues and all over the place. But like everything's super gold, like Godfall too.
Yeah.
Is it like a hack and slash or what?
It's a shooter.
Oh, it's a shooter.
But it's like a magic shooter. Like,
yeah,
you're shooting with your hand. Is it? I think you reload your hand.
Oh.
Reload your hand.
That's pretty white.
Street Fighter 6, they showed the story mode.
But these aren't all PlayStation exclusives, are
They're
they?
They're not. So, like, Metal Gear is not going to be a PlayStation exclusive, too.
I think the only thing that was Spider-Man.
Oh, and... dude, Spider-Man looks amazing.
Yes. Like, that... So,
that
I didn't
get to watch... That whole scene was crazy.
Yeah, that... I didn't get to watch it live, like, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I went back, and,
I what the fuck?
So, I turned it on just as they were showing Kraven, like, being hunted.
Yeah.
And so, I had just missed, like, oh, and here's some Spider-Man footage. And then, like, I just, as it was fading from black, that's when I happened to log in.
Yeah.
So, I was, like, a perfect timing to watch the last of it. And, yeah, it looks fucking, when they showed the Venom suit and the whole thing, just... I was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it looked cool as shit.
And then the just the Venom abilities, like the way he, like, just the whole, that shockwave thing he did, and like it locked up all four of them, and then that fucking twirly fist thing he did. Like, all that shit looked cool as shit. The spike ball thing in the air.
I was just impressed with all the transitions.
Yeah, yeah. Being able to change characters. Fancy.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
It was all, like, seamless. There was no, like...
Yeah.
No, like, black screen. Waited 2 seconds. It was just... You want to be Miles? You're Miles.
Yeah.
It seems super cinematic, too. At least the main storyline, probably.
It did, yeah. And, like, I mean... We don't know if they're going to be in the game, but they showed Abundant. They showed Black Cat again. They showed Taskmaster.
I wonder how... The graphics are going to look when it actually comes out. Are they going to look that good?
All the puddles are going to be
good. I'm skeptical because that should look crazy good. Like the water, the way the water looked in that sunset when they were chasing fucking
all that water's going to be gone. They're just taking away all the water from all the game. And they're making, obviously it's a bigger map.
Yeah, they said it was going to expand past Manhattan.
Yeah, so you'll be able to go into Queens and Harlem.
That last map was huge too.
It felt massive.
It reminded me of True Crime Streets of LA.
Did you end up finishing?
Jeez.
Yeah.
No, I still haven't finished the first one.
You never finished the first one?
No. Oh. You gotta play it. When I watched the trailer, I was like, I gotta finish it.
Play that one, you gotta play Miles. Miles is really good too. Because Miles, like, they took what was everything that was good in Spider-Man and then they just, like, added to it.
Yeah.
And then Miles was short. That's the only thing, is it was short.
But it was like a 0.5.
Yeah, right? It's not quite a DLC, but yeah.
Yeah, but not quite a full game.
I like the fact that Miles, they both can glide now.
One called Spider-Man 2? What are they calling it?
Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2,
yes. Yeah. I like the fact that Miles, when they showed him gliding, I was like, oh shit, like... Cause it feels like just a natural transition to.
How is it like better than the movies too?
Right.
Like, even the first one, like
the movie
storyline was better than the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like the acting, the acting's even better. Like the voice acting's better.
I feel like in video games they can do more. Like okay, so like
yeah, they could do more and it's not ridiculous somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's still like emotional moments.
Yeah. No. That big time. Big
but
time.
But I don't get how it's.
That's why video games are the superior media. Everything should just be a video game. No, and when it comes to the emotional connection, the emotional content is like because you're more immersed in the game, you become more connected to certain characters because you're going through the story with that character.
Yeah,
right.
And you get that frustration, like the times you die and the times like something a puzzle's too hard to solve or whatever the fuck. Like you get those frustration moments, so it's like it makes you more invested in the story and invested in the like the ultimate goal.
Yeah, they're good at doing that.
Yeah,
like matching the emotion you're supposed to feel with that actual gameplay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like my favorite, like the one I always go to is Metal Gear.
Yeah, when you have to fucking keep pushing the stupid buttons.
Yeah, you're like slamming that fucking button.
Or when he's getting tortured in number one.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to do that shit too.
Yeah.
I remember that one being way harder, maybe just because I was younger.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Fucking push it as fast.
Yeah, you could push it as fast. But
that shit was so hard. I was like, I can't even do this. No, I'm physically unable to get past this part of the video game. The fuck?
Yeah. You have to get a winded once you fucking actually do it.
You need to fucking buy the controller that allows you to
just do rapid.
Yeah.
The fuck?
But do you remember in the game, Ocelot would tell you, he goes, and don't try to use turbos, because I'll know.
Yeah.
He didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't know.
He didn't know.
Fucking that liar. He just told you that to fuck with you.
Yeah.
See, I believed Ocelot this whole time.
Well, you know, but you know why you believe him, right? It's because fucking, just before that, fucking Mantis reads your memory card.
Is that before? You... That's after, no?
No, I think it's before.
No, I think that's after.
I could be wrong, but...
Yeah, I think Mantis is after.
I thought this was more... the torture scene was more towards the end.
I think it's, like, in the middle, though.
Oh, damn. I don't know. It's been a while. I remember it being after the Mantis scene.
I think... Isn't Mantis, like, one of the last fights?
No, I think Mantis is one of the first fights.
Do you fight him twice?
No. I want to say Mantis is one of the first fights.
I thought he was one of the last.
No. Because it's Vulcan Raven. Vulcan Raven's the first fight with the tank.
We could Google it.
Yeah, but yeah, Google it.
I always thought he was one of the last
fights. I could be wrong. I could just be remembering it wrong. But yeah, that's in Metal Gear 4, you're just slamming that button the whole time. You're all tired and sore by the end of it.
Yeah.
And then there's a fight scene.
Oh,
you're
right. He's the second.
Okay.
Oh, No. I was reading it in reverse.
Second to last?
You're second to last one?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That was way off there.
Right?
Because the final boss
No, you're right. Well, the final boss is Otacon?
Otacon?
It says Otacon down here. Oh, I think it's just pulling up bosses. It's just pulling up bosses,
not in order. Okay. But that final fight with Ocelot.
Secret boss.
Yeah, secret boss. He pisses himself and you die. But that final fight with Ocelot on the top of the thing, you either both just exhausted. Like, you're exhausted from pushing that fucking button. So, yeah. And they're just both like, just, ugh. Like, throwing those punches, and they're just both so exhausted. They're hitting each other, and like, their arms are dropping, and then the other way they take a punch, and it's just like two old men just completely exhausted fighting each other.
Yeah.
I think he might be right before Sniper Wolf. Before Sniper Wolf. I think this is the order.
Because Sniper Wolf.
Yeah, I think this is an order right here. I think it even has guard encounter.
Revolver also.
So the guard encounter is when you get tortured, then?
No. That's because the tank is even is before that. Yeah, I think it's after. Shit, I'd have to look at it again.
Yeah, look at it.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. Look at it or see if you can see this story events or whatever.
Did you see the marathon?
Yeah, I.
What is that?
Song, but like I can't remember that. I just remember colors, and I remember marathon, and I remember seeing Bungie, and I remember seeing a lot of yellows and blues, and then marathon.
Yeah,
that's all I remember from it for some reason.
So I guess marathon is Bungie's first IP ever that they've done.
Okay.
And so they're remaking it, and it's a sort of a extraction shooter type of game.
Okay.
But I guess they're kind of getting a lot of flack right now because Destiny's PvP is, like, not in a good spot. And they haven't updated it in, like, years now.
Okay.
And they're like, well, you guys, it seems like you guys just abandoned the game on the PvP side and just went to go play this game. And you guys haven't told anybody about it. So we kind of feel sour about it.
Yeah. Well, it's like fucking Rockstar and Red Dead.
Yeah.
Red Dead Online. They, like, basically just said, you know what? It is what it is. You play it or you don't.
Yeah.
We got your money.
Then there was the Destiny trailer that showed Cade 6 is back.
Oh, yeah, with the...
it's the Psychomancers before Sniper Wolf.
Before?
After Grey Fox.
Okay, because the ninja... I gotta remember the storyline.
But I guess that...
No, because see, the Ocelot fight, remember, that's when, what's his name, is tied up to the tower, and you gotta, like, avoid those fucking wires... And then he's just shooting all ricochet at you. That's when you fight Ocelot. And if you hit one of the wires, it blows up the room that you guys are in, and everybody dies. Mm. And you get fission mailed. I was gonna say something about a game. Oh, when you said that about like people being salty and shit, like right now, I keep seeing these. You know, like I follow Call of Duty on Instagram or whatever, and like anytime they post about like, oh, new character pack or whatever, I just keep saying, when are you guys gonna fix the game? When are you guys gonna fix the game? The game's broken. Stop releasing new characters. Fix the fucking game.
For what game?
Modern Warfare 2.
Oh yeah.
Like I don't feel like it's broken. Like
it's always well, they just don't. They just want it to be like the original, like, Modern Warfare 2019.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're like, because a lot of the changes that they made for the new one are things that they probably shouldn't have even changed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's so much other shit they should have changed.
Yeah.
And they ended up just changing the game completely for the worst, I feel.
Yeah. The other thing the other thing I noticed in lobbies too, is like I'll be playing and like, you know, the people that do have their mics on, it's like, oh man, I hate this fucking map. I hate this fucking game. Oh, I hate this fucking, like, it's like, if you hate this fucking game, why are you playing it?
It's Stockholm syndrome.
It really
feels like that, even for me. Like, I feel like I haven't touched it since December,
mm-hmm.
and I'm afraid to go back to it because I know I'll get hooked on it again.
That's true. I mean, yeah,
I'll start feeling the same way again.
Yeah. What map was it? And we were doing well. Okay, there was a couple campers. There was like three campers in one area that we couldn't get to, but the rest of the team was running at it. We were killing the fight. Like, we were winning the fight. We were winning the game. And by a decent measure, mm-hmm. but there was like three campers in this one area, and this one guy just made it his mission to try to kill all three of these campers, and he wasn't doing a good job of it. And so, like, by the end of it, fucking campers, I fucking hate this fucking game. Oh, this is why this game is fucking terrible. But you guys fucking camp all fucking day. It's like, you didn't have to go over those fucking campers.
Yeah, you just went over there and fed.
Yeah, basically, like, that's why they were camping. If you would have stopped going over there and just dying so much,
yeah.
they would have had no. They would have had to come out because then they wouldn't have got any kills.
Yeah, or they wouldn't have got their UAVs as often.
Exactly.
Or whatever streaks.
Yeah, whatever streaks
instead, you were giving them. You just kept running towards them in a straight line. You gave them a chopper gunner, and then they just killed all of us.
Exactly. Like, dude, you know, there's times I've been guilty of that, too, where it's like, I know this fucking... The guy just killed me. I know he's in this fucking room. I'm going to... Fuck. All right. I'm going to try coming in there. Fuck.
Because they move around.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, they're still camping in the same building, but they'll move to a different corner.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just enough that you think you're going to be able to take them out. Yeah. It's like, Dome is like that. That fucking, with that stupid array.
Yeah, I think Mantis is before the torture.
I think he's, like, right before, possibly. Like, in that same...
It's, like, one more. He is before Sniper Wolf.
Yeah.
But there's... Yeah, he is the second boss. The first boss is Cyborg Ninja.
Okay. The Sniper Wolf boss, the fight was fucking cool as shit, too.
Yeah.
She was even better in Metal Gear 4.
When did she die in 4?
Oh, no, she died... No, I'm sorry. It's not Sniper Wolf in Metal Gear 4. It's a similar fight. Thing. Yeah. Sniper Wolf dies in...
She has a wolf, too, right? Yeah. She's got, like, a wolf fucking... Or they're all wolves, right?
They're all... Yeah. But if...
And then are they all wolves?
No, well... Wait, what do you mean?
No, one's an octopus.
One's an octopus, one's a wolf, one's a raven, and one's a...
Yeah, and then that was the one that was like her, right? The wolf was like the sniper.
Oh, yeah, the wolf was the sniper.
It was like, wasn't it like an African chick or
something? Yeah.
Is that the one that had to eat like her fucking siblings or something to survive?
Yeah, one of them, yeah. No, she didn't eat him. No, what she did was, remember, they were like, there was soldiers and her brother starts crying, so she put her hand over his mouth. No, wait, that was
something else.
Yeah.
The
bird was the one.
That was like Blood Diamonds or so. Blood Diamonds.
No, that's from Metal Gear too. One of them. Which, because it was, there was Rage. Remember, they all had different names.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was the sniper, because she was quiet, right? Wasn't she like stealthy and quiet? And the whole thing was like her brother was crying, like her baby brother was crying, and the soldiers were gonna find them. Yeah, so she had her hand and like she suffocated him.
And then she ate him. Well, there was one. Wasn't there one of them that had to eat?
No, Vamp drank to survive.
There was one of them that had to eat some kids to survive.
I'm sure there was. Yeah, they were all. She was
trapped in this thing or something.
It might have been the Rage one then. The Raging Raven or whatever the fucking name was. I don't remember their names off the top of my head.
They make the remake in fucking 8 years from now.
Yeah,
we'll find out.
we'll remember again. Yeah.
Netflix is charging for passwords now.
They're doing a collection, all right? Like
yeah, it's gonna be the first three though. Again.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna.
Oh, but not the fourth.
No, they're only in the fourth. Because the fourth one's a PS3 game. Like, for them to port PS3 games, it's this whole fucking ordeal.
I don't get it.
It's because of the processor.
I know, but
yeah,
still,
it's bullshit.
Can't figure it out.
I'm sure they could.
He gets it, but
He doesn't get it.
Yeah. Well, no, we all, yeah. We're all on the same page. Yeah, Netflix charging for passwords now. That's fucking...
Like $8
a month. They?
Yeah.
They're going to start doing it.
But they say that every time. They're like, you're going to... They say that every time.
That's true, but now they actually have a plan for it. They've already put a pricing list out. And so it's like...
They?
Yeah, $8.99 for each additional...
Who put that out?
Netflix.
I don't... But a lot of people say these things to scare people to not use it, to not do it.
Maybe. But like a lot of
companies are but I don't think they'd scare people. The people are going to share their password until it charges them or until they get a warning or whatever on the website.
Yeah.
But how do they, like...
I don't know. This,
the whole point of it is to be able to travel and use it.
Yeah, exactly. That was the whole point. But, so I don't know.
I can see, like, not simultaneously, but, like, who does that anyway?
Yeah.
And Netflix has been fucking slacking.
They don't have much shit on there. All they have is Stranger Things now. That's it. I'm gonna check out FUBAR. I heard FUBAR's good.
I don't know how Squid Game Season 2 will do.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's kind of a shoot your wad kind of show.
Yeah, you already know what the story is now, so it's over.
Cobra Kai, they got Cobra Kai.
Yeah, that last season was bad, though. With all the ads in it.
I liked it.
They had the ads. I liked how it ended. It was alright, but, like, the ads really, really bothered me. The in-story ads.
Oh, like
there was a scene where he was just like, "We got," or like at Olive Garden, they're like, "He's like, yeah, the Alfredo's good," and like that was the scene. Like, I was waiting for a punchline. There was no punchline. I really liked the Alfredo.
I love the Alfredo. Yeah.
And then I think even a waiter comes in at one point and he's like, man, it's the taste of Tuscany. And then I was waiting for a punchline all the time. No punchline.
Do you remember the show Bones?
Yeah.
There was an episode literally where they're driving from point A to point B and she's like, oh, this is my new Toyota. Oh, like, and the other guy's like, oh man, these have got some cool features. And she's like, yeah, these are all standard in this model. Like, I forget whatever. Like, literally.
On Bones?
Yeah, like, and they're literally just going off on the car as they're driving from point A. It's a full on fucking Toyota commercial. As they're driving.
It's got lane mitigation to say stand by.
Yeah.
It has lane protection.
Like that scene in Justice League or in Batman versus Superman.
With the Jeep?
With the Jeep just running, driving through chaos. And yep. Keeping this pristine Jeep.
Yep. And then they
the water is still beating off of it.
But so with Netflix right now, people are like, well, other companies are
starting to... If you do it in a movie, that's like so outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
Like a streaming show, like... Yeah. Like
the only time it ever worked out, like, so, like, do you remember the scene in Wayne's World when they're like, oh, well,
yeah.
It's like...
Yeah. Yeah, because they were making fun of it.
Yeah, it's like...
But they were still doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they were still getting paid to do it. We got this scene.
Like, we gotta get these advertisers.
But
like,
we can...
get
them all at once.
Even to this day,
we're still gonna want to make money off of it, though, you know.
To this day, anytime I take any kind of pill that I have to, I always do that. Nuprin, little, yellow, different. a bunch of companies are coming at Netflix right now. So like, but it's funny. So like, Blockbuster tweeted out at Netflix is like, or they just tweeted. It's like, oh. We didn't care if you shared our videos as long as you returned them back on time. Amazon Prime, it's a screenshot of, you know, the different accounts, and it says
I don't believe these things, but
what do you mean?
I mean, they're funny.
Oh, like, no, but this was on the actual account, like on their actual Twitter account.
Did you go?
Yeah, to their account? I saw it on their actual Twitter account.
I always see just an article. They're not. Most of the time, they're not real.
Yes. No, sometimes they're not. No, I like to double check.
There's a lot of people who make fake accounts.
Yeah.
And,
well, I mean, I know you can pay for the check mark now, but it had the check mark. But it was like...
I know you cannot be real and have the check mark, but...
Yeah, it had the check mark. So I was like, I'm going to take it for what it is. But it was like the Amazon Prime.
So you're
Prime.
Choosing. So you're
I'm choosing to believe this one.
And you're trying to rope me in.
It was the login screen, and it was like, who can watch our shows? And each account was like, everyone who has our password.
Yeah. But so they did, and they tweeted that on an old Netflix tweet that said something similar. Like,
yeah.
we'll never take away the password.
Yeah. See, back to this.
You can only share with so many people before it gets like, oh, you can't, like, some, there's too many accounts.
Yeah. 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 Because, well, yeah, I think Netflix only gives you 5, I think.
Like, fucking, yeah, whatever.
They only give you 5 accounts, but, like, I'm pretty sure more people can be on it.
Oh, yeah. Like,
you just can't be on the same account at the same time. Yeah.
So no, you like, can, I think you can.
No, only a couple can.
Because like if Jello's on Netflix, yeah. we can't go
like
on.
Two or three people at a time. Or I think it's two. Maybe it's only 2 people at a time. But like that's rare that I actually go to watch something and it's
someone else is on. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
Super rare.
Yeah.
And if somebody's on it, I was like, oh, I guess we'll just watch one of many of these other.
Yeah, one of the other streaming accounts that we have. Yeah.
That's a bit like there's so much out there to watch.
Have you been watching Dave?
Yeah.
I need to catch up because I didn't watch season 2, so I need to sit down and watch season 2 and then. I saw the clip with him in Giancarlo though.
Giancarlo.
That shit.
Yeah, that was funny.
That shit was dying.
Yeah. Did you watch
that? That was the last episode I saw. Yeah. Was that the last week or this week?
No,
that definitely not this week.
So you didn't watch that.
Yeah.
The one with the surprise party was kind of whack.
Surprise party?
Yeah.
For
Dave. They're like a surprise party.
Oh, yeah.
That one's kind of whack. But that's only the only whack episode. So.
Yeah.
Every season has one whack episode.
Yeah, the last two were good.
I thought that one was weird with the, when he goes to the fan's house. And
I thought it was funny. I thought it was really funny.
I thought it was funny at first, and then like it got like all dark. I'm like, this is weird. What's going on?
I feel like, they're kind of, they kind of go heavy-handed with Gata and his bipolarness all the time. Always crying just because he's had a tough life. Like, okay, get it, Gata.
Yeah, that was funny. He's like, my boy Gata fucking... What was it? He's like,
He's got these two hoes out here.
He got two bitches to roll up in a hurricane.
But I thought that episode was good. I thought it was really funny. The last two were good too. Yeah, the one with Giancarlo's and he goes to the Met Gala.
Yeah, that was a good one. I liked it.
Oh, so I think there was only one that he missed then.
Yeah, I saw the Giancarlo one. Yeah.
So there's only one that you missed.
Yeah, because he met Elizabeth Banks. Right?
No.
Was it Elizabeth? No.
Mean Girls.
Melissa McBride?
No, you're close though. What's her name from Mean Girls, McBride? Mean Girls?
Which one?
Mean Girls.
And then she's in Wedding Crashers also.
Yeah, the blonde girl.
She's brunette. Or she's blonde now, yeah.
She's so blonde in the Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Rachel McAdams?
Rachel McAdams.
Oh, yeah, he made the song. Oh, no, that's on the new one. Fuck. Yeah, you got the new one's funny.
I'm gonna catch up and watch them. I've been mean. Like, I have a list, and, like, right now, hopefully, shortly, I'm finally gonna have a break in work duties, and I'll be able to sit down. Oh, before I get too far away,
when you hire a new guy that you're gonna fire in 3 months from now, because fucking
people are stupid, yeah.
Because people don't need money these days, apparently.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? What do you think about the PlayStation handheld?
I don't know. Does it run as good as a PlayStation 5? Or?
That's the thing is I'm we're skeptical about.
Because it's remote play based.
It looks like you could just break it in half.
I mean, technically you could do that to the Switch too. Like, just grab it.
But it looks like very leverageable.
Yeah.
It looks huge.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
it seems really big.
It's roughly the size of a Switch.
Yeah, that's what they said. It looks long. It feels like you'd be playing it like this far apart, but I think it's more like this.
Yeah, because they said it's an 8-inch screen, which is the same as a Switch, and then it's got basically a cut in half.
What's 8 inches like that? That's about right.
That's about right.
Yeah. Maybe a little smaller than that.
Oh shit.
So, yeah,
it's got like a cut in half PS5 controller on each side.
But it kind of looks cool because
I like the styling of it.
That would be comfortable to play. I don't know. I think I don't think it's gonna be as ergonomic.
Maybe not. Unless maybe they can't a little bit. It might.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, it'll be weird. I think your elbows will flare out because it's, like, wider.
Maybe,
so yeah, I think it'll really, like, affect your grips on that thing.
See, well, that's my issue with the Switch, too. The Switch, like, it takes
a second to get comfortable playing it. That'd be cool if the... What if those, the handles are...
They're dangling. They swivel?
Yeah, or they're just, like, not...
So, that, like, yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
They're, like, they're,
but I'm sure you'll jiggly. I'm sure you'll be able to connect the controller to it as well, like...
Yeah,
so you don't have to play it that way. But yeah, like, the thing is, it's like you can. The only way you can, it's like Wi-Fi only. So if you're not on Wi-Fi, you can't play your game.
So it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's like, where am I going to be that? You know, where am I going to take it that I'm going to have strong enough Wi-Fi to actually play?
That's true though, and then like, yeah, like.
I mean,
what are you going to put a whole fucking, whatever, 40 gigabyte game on the hand?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe, like, that'd be cool if it was like that, but, you like, maybe one game at a time.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Well, it's a stream. It's like, it streams.
Yeah. But, like, so. But that's the thing. Like, you need, but, like, if, like, that'd be cool if you could at least just download one game.
Yeah, install the game on there.
And then you could play that without Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or depending how big, like, whatever, for like, do 40 gigabytes or whatever, I don't know.
But like I remember I played God of War.
You can't play Call of Duty. No,
because there's already lag between that and the play console, and now add that to the fucking
online. Or you're a god, because you can't be touched.
Yeah, just super. You know what? Lag never works in my favor.
I feel like it never works in my favor.
Anytime I'll play, it's like I'll see somebody, I shoot them, and then all of a sudden I'm dead. It's just like,
it has to be really bad. It has to be really bad, and you have to be host.
That's how
it
works
for you. A lot of people see, like, if you're host, they see you have a bad connection.
And they just drop the fuck out. Yeah.
So it takes a while for you to get a good game. Or to even start a game.
Yeah. Even recently, so, like, I don't know what was going on with my internet. Like, it like, died out, and then, like, when it came back, it was super laggy. And I was trying to play a game of Call of Duty, and, like, I'm running. I jumped over this thing, and I go through a door, and all of a sudden, I'm back at my spawn point. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, it, like, so it let me do all that, but then it didn't register that I did all that. So it just moved me, like, as if I didn't move at all. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the rubber banding screens.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
Let's see what else we got here.
But yeah, I mean, I feel like I said, I played God of War on remote play. And I didn't have any, like, too bad of any issues. Like, it wasn't the best experience. But it's like, okay, like, shit, I'm, like, if I'm playing a game like that, and, like, I gotta go somewhere, like, I feel like that's a good... Like, say I'm playing, like, God of War comes out, and then, like, I go on a... Like, we go on a trip, or we go on a vacation. It's like, okay, well...
And
like,
you gotta beat the game before the next podcast comes out.
Exactly.
Because then we're just gonna spoil it for you.
Exactly. But, yeah, like as far as, like road trip-wise, like, you're not gonna have a road trip... a lot of cars do have Wi-Fi now.
Yeah.
A lot of cars have Wi-Fi now.
Yeah, you gotta get a... How does that work? Do you get a subscription from the dealer? Or is it from...
Usually it's from...
Or is it...
Or
is it from T-Mobile or something, you know? Or
I think it's from... Like, it's from the...
Your phone
the dealership. Like, from, yeah, like, from the car itself. Like,
yeah.
Just, so, like, you know what's weird?
They said they're gonna start doing that shit for, like, features in your car. Like,
so, no, they already do.
Like, lane assist, you know?
So, like, the Tesla, it had seat warmers in the back seat, but you had to pay $200 to turn them on.
Uh-huh.
So, like, it was a one-time fee, but it was, like, $200 to activate. It's like, they're there. Why aren't they already working?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Because you didn't pay for the seat warmers in the back. But they're there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had to pay the extra.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
That is weird. I mean, even for the Mercedes, it has cameras all over it, right? But to be able to have the dash cam recording, I had to pay a one-time fee.
Yeah. That's weird.
So be able to add this feature, you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's already there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Like, because they have a feature to add a dash cam.
Yeah.
You're like, there's cameras all over the motherfucker.
Yeah. It's like, why not just let me record with them already? Because we want you to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically what it is. They also have, they have a valet mode and a beginner driver mode that you, like, if you want valet, like, I'm going to go valet my car. I put valet mode in. They'll have access to my car, but I can't go anywhere with it.
So if you got in an accident that, like, you know, is resulting in it's resulting in a court case, right? And you could subpoena the footage. Did you subpoena the footage from Toyota? I don't think you can. It has to be like a criminal
And the thing still, is, too, like, is like if you don't have a USB recording, then it's not like it just goes to your cloud.
Well, I think it's, they do, right? I think they get all, like, they collect all the footage.
Or do they? So maybe.
I think they do. I think, or it might only record in certain moments, or collect in certain moments.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It might only collect in certain moments, but that would be one of those moments.
Well, see, I know if you got an accident,
yeah, it'll collect what's before because that's exactly what they want to collect.
Yeah, exactly. I know what the
Tesla. So it's like maybe you could subpoena the footage.
Like you probably could. I'm sure there's a way to do it.
Can you subpoena? How do you subpoena shit? Like you can't do that through a civil trial. I don't know. Can only cops subpoena shit?
No, you can. I think. I mean, it would have to come through a lawyer, and then the court would have to approve it, and then.
Like it starts with a lawyer.
Yeah, it has to be. It's like it has to be like a legal document saying, "Hey,
yeah,
we need you to turn this shit in." And then, but they can always come back and say, "I guess due to privacy reasons, they can't."
Yeah, you just have the judge do it.
Yeah, but I think they can. I think they can deny it due to like there's like privacy.
Yeah, the judge decides. And then like they could probably challenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Their lawyers would be like, "Nah, man, you gotta take me to court to subpoena me."
You
want to
pay that $200 for dash cam? Then we'll give you all the footage you want. All right, we'll wrap it up. I'm just gonna wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. On Twitter's @RealPressStart. On Instagram @TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. Now, on that note, game over. No more questions.